奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》第七章。
Let us turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
我们读31节跟32节。
Verses 31 and 32. Acts chapter 7, verses 31 and 32. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight.And as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and did not look.
当我们读圣经的时候,
When we read the Bible,
这一句话常常出现,
we find the often recurrence of this verse,
特别是在旧约的时候,
especially in Old Testament times.
连真神向摩西显现自我介绍，他也是这样介绍。
When God introduced Himself to Moses, when He appeared to him, this was the way He said:
我就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
这到底有什么意义在里面呢
？What significance is there in this kind of phrase？
你自己能够解释这一句话带给我们什么样的意义吗
？Are you able to explain this verse？To see what significance it has for us.
这句话对我们的信仰，对我们的灵性有什么样的帮助呢
？What help is this verse to our spiritual life and to our faith?
如果这句话不重要，真神不需要这么多次的强调。
If this phrase is not important, then God would not have repeated it.
如果是这么样的重要，我们读为什么这一句话对我们的生命、对我们的信仰又产生不了什么特别的作用呢？
And if it is so important to us, how is it that we are not able to gain experience and edification from this verse?
那就是因为我们对这一句话的意思并不很清楚的明白。
It is because we do not fully understand the significance of this verse.
事实上，主耶稣曾经解释这一句话的意义是什么。
In actual fact, the Lord Jesus had explained the significance of this grace before.
请看马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
三十一节读到三十三节。
Verses 31 to 33. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.God is not the God of the dead, but God of the living. And when the multitudes heard this, they were astonished at his teaching.
主耶稣在这里解释。
Jesus explained here.
这一句话的意思是说明。
The phrase is to emphasize.
神不是死人的神。
That God is not God of the dead.
神是活人的神。
But he is the God of the living.
当时有不少的人不相信有复活得永生进入神的国。
There were a multitude of people who did not believe in things concerning the resurrection and entering into the kingdom of heaven.
所以在犹太教里面也分成几派。
And within Judaism, there were several sects.
法利赛门派是绝对相信的。
The sect of the Pharisees absolutely believed in the resurrection.
不过撒都该门派就不相信。
But the sect of the Sadducees did not believe.
他们有圣经的根据。
They had their basis in the scriptures.
并且他们用这种圣经的根据来支持他们的论点，没有复活。
And they used the scriptures to support their claim that there is no such thing as the resurrection.
好像当时的法利赛人没有办法反驳他们。
It is as if the Pharisees at that time were not able to refute their point.
所以当主耶稣谈论到复活得永生的时候。
When the Lord Jesus spoke about the resurrection and entering into eternal life,
这些法利赛人就用他们的论点来反驳耶稣。
These Pharisees used the claims of the Sadducees to refute Jesus.
我们读二十三节以下，我们就明白。
If we read from verse 23 onwards, we will understand.
他说，按照摩西的律法
，According to the law of Moses,
如果哥哥死了
，If the elder brother dies,
弟弟要娶他的嫂嫂。
The younger brother will have to marry his sister-in-law as wife.
目的是要跟他留后，保留神所赐给他的产业那土地。
And the reason for this is to, you know, is to have a descendant in order to preserve the inheritance of the land.
那么，在我们这里发生一件事情。
Over here we can see an event.
他说我们有兄弟七个人，通通都死了，也通通都娶过他这个嫂嫂了。
If there were seven brothers, they all married the woman as a wife, but they all died childless.
那如果有复活
？If there is resurrection.
28节
Verse 28.
那么这七个人当中，哪一个人才是他真正的丈夫呢
？Whose wife of the seven will she be？
这的确是一个很头痛的问题。
And this in fact looks like a dilemma.
所以如果有复活在天上，这个关系要怎么样来算呢
？If there is resurrection in the kingdom of heaven, then whose wife will this woman be considered？
神的国不是混乱的。
The kingdom of God is not one of chaos.
因此没有这种复活的事情。
Therefore, there is no such thing as the resurrection.
神国是在这个世界上。
The kingdom of heaven exists on earth.
这个世界就是神的国了。
The world is therefore the kingdom of God.
那不是很容易解决了吗
？Then this problem seems to be solved.
但是主耶稣告诉他们。
But the Lord Jesus said.
29节。
Verse 29.
你们错了。
You are mistaken.
你们不明白圣经。
Not knowing the scriptures.
也不晓得神的大能。
Nor the power of God.
当复活的时候。
For in the resurrection.
人不娶也不嫁。
They neither marry nor are given in marriage.
就像天使一样。
But are like angels of God in heaven.
你用地上的关系。来思想将来在天上的关系是不可能的。
If you use the worldly human relationships to describe the relationships in heaven, this is not possible.
因为将来在天国里面
，in the future in the kingdom of heaven，
我们没有这种肉体的感情和关系的存在的。
There does not exist this relationship just as a physical relationship on earth.
那是完全不同的一个世界。
It is a world that is entirely different.
我们也是一个完全不同的身体，是叫做灵体。
And we will have a glorious body which is totally different from the physical body that we have now.
所以这个问题这么大的问题将来在天国里面根本是不成问题也不存在的。
So this question which seems to be a very important question, it does not exist in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们不要犯上同样的毛病。
Let us not make the same mistake.
不要用我们世界上的价值观念或者是情绪或者是思想方面来判断将来在天上也是这样。
Do not use physical relationships on earth or our emotions or our reasonings to expect that the kingdom of heaven will be like this.
因为我们不明白圣经。
For we do not understand the scriptures.
也不晓得神的大能。
We do not understand the might of God.
将来在灵界里面是如何的，说实在的，我们根本不知道的。
To be very frank, we do not know exactly what the spiritual realm in the future is like.
只有我们将来进入那边的时候，你才知道，才去发觉，那才是多么的美好。
Only when we enter into the spiritual realm will we be able to experience how beautiful and how good it is.
那么主耶稣就这样的引证。
And the Lord Jesus said this.
你们在圣经上不是常常读到吗？
In the scriptures, don't you come across it very often?
神说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神不是死人的神。
And God is not the God of the dead.
神是活人的神。
He is God of the living.
肉体上亚伯拉罕他们都死了。
Physically speaking, Abraham and the rest are all dead physically.
但事实上他们却活在神的面前。
But they are still living in the presence of God.
因为神不是死人的神。
Because God is not the God of the dead.
神是活人的神。
He is God of the living.
主耶稣也见证。
And the Lord testified.
有一天我们在神的国里要亲眼看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们在神的国里的。
In the future, in the kingdom of heaven, you will all see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all in the kingdom of heaven.
请看路加福音13章。
Luke chapter 13.
路加福音13章
Luke chapter 13
28节到30节
Verses 28 to 30. Verse 28, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourself cast out. They will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed there are last who will be first and there are first who will be last.
别人的见证我们可以怀疑。
Perhaps we may give some doubts or we may query the testimony of others.
可是耶稣基督的见证我们绝对不需要怀疑。
But there's no need for us to query the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
因为他从死里复活。
for he had been resurrected from the dead.
证明他就是生命的主。
He proves that he is the Lord of life.
因此他所说的一切，尤其是天上的事情。
Therefore, everything that he says, especially those concerning the things of the kingdom of heaven,
都是实实在在的。
Are all true and are all true.
所以耶稣向我们做见证。
And the Lord testified to us,
复活得永生进入神的国。
That there's such a thing as the resurrection.And entering into the kingdom of God for eternal life.
这是一个真实的事情。
This is a true fact.
就像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们一样。
Just as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们都在神的国里。
They are all in the kingdom of God.
只有那一些不相信的人。
Only those who do not believe.
到后来，他们通通都被要赶在神国的外面。
Ultimately, they will all be thrust out of the kingdom of God.
他们要在那边哀哭了。
And there will be weeping.
所以主耶稣提醒我们。
The Lord reminded us,
既然这个复活进入神的国是一个真实的事情
，since it is a true thing that there will be resurrection and entering into the kingdom of God,
那么我们在信仰上就要认真，就要努力。
In our life of faith, we must be diligent and we must put in our effort.
请看二十四节
，verse 24。
耶稣对众人说
，The Lord said to the multitude,
你们要努力进窄门。
Strive to enter through the narrow gate.
我告诉你们
I say to you,
将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
For many will seek to enter and will not be able.
我们在信仰上是不是努力呢？
In our life of faith, have we put in our effort?
为什么你在世界上很多事情你都肯拼命、肯努力？
How is it that you are able to put in so much hard work into the affairs of this life?
可是对信仰你却不肯付出一点的时间。一点的精神，一点的努力呢
？But concerning the faith, you're not willing to put in your effort a little more time.
因为你不能够肯定这个信仰是不是真的。
It is due to the fact that you are not able to ascertain for yourself whether this faith is true.
所以我们对信仰、对天国、对复活和永生的事情当作是很随便，好像相信又好像不相信。
Therefore, we take on a very light-hearted way of believing in.The resurrection and the existence of the kingdom of God.
但神说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
But God says that I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
我是活人的神。
I am God of the living.
他们都活在我的面前。
They are all alive in my presence.
一切相信的人
，for all those who believe，
都会好像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一样活在主的面前的。
They will be like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all living in the presence of God.
所以我们在信仰上要好像他们一样的努力。
In our life of faith, we must put in the same diligence as they.
因为天国的门是窄的。
For the door or the gate to the kingdom of heaven is narrow.
所谓窄，就是说你不能够背着很多的包袱。
When it is narrow, it means that you cannot carry a lot of burdens into it.
你必须要把这一些包袱放下。
You have to.Put down the burdens.
因为这个门是这么窄，只允许你勉强挤进去而已。
For the gate is narrow, and you have scarcely space to squeeze through.
但许多人就是因为不舍得放下他的包袱。
But many people refuse to put down their loads.
因此他们没有办法进入这个窄门。
And they're not able to pass through the narrow door.
不是他们不能够进去。
It is not that they are not able to enter.
是他们。不愿意进去
，But rather they are not willing，
因为他们不舍得放下他的包袱。
They are not willing to put down their burden。
这是多么可惜的事情
！This is indeed pitiable。
而是常常等到他愿意放下他的包袱的时候
，But very often at the point when they discover the need to put aside their burden，
可是已经太迟了。
It is too late。
耶稣说
，The Lord says，
我告诉你们
，I say to you，
将来有许多人想要进去
，For many will seek to enter，
却是不能。
And will not be able.
为什么呢
？Why is it so?
已经太迟了。
Because it is already too late.
因为家主已经起来关了门了。
For the master of the house has risen up and shut the door.
在那个时候，你在门外叩门。
And you will begin to stand outside and knock at the door.
主人说
，The master will say,
我不认识你们。
I do not know you.
你已经太迟了。
For you are too late.
那是什么包袱我们必须要放下的呢
？What kind of burdens and loads do we have to discard?
当然有很多方面。
Of course, these cover many aspects.
但是主耶稣讲一个很普遍的。
But there's one general, aspect that the Lord had described.
请看路加福音的十八章。
Luke chapter 18,
二十四跟二十五节。
Verses 24 and 25. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
我们读前面就知道有一个想要追求永生的财主。
If we read the passage before these verses, we know of a rich young ruler who sought eternal life.
他都遵守诫命。
He had kept the commandments.
而且从小都遵守。
And he had kept the commandments from his youth.
这的确是不简单啊。
It was not an easy feat.
但是主耶稣对他说。
But the Lord Jesus said to him,
你如果真的想要进去。
If you truly want to enter the kingdom of God,
你要把你这个身上的包袱放下来。
You have to put down this burden from you.
就是指他的财富。
It refers to his riches.
他拼命就很忧愁。
When he heard it, he was sorrowful.
因为这个包袱太大了。
For it was a very heavy, or it was a very great load for him to
release. 他是一个很富足的财主。
He was a very rich young man.
结果他忧忧愁愁的走了。
And he left sorrowfully.
所以主耶稣就这样下一个结论。
And the Lord Jesus made this conclusion.
有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。
How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God.
骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易呢。
It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
啊，我们听过解释。
After hearing the explanation,
这个针眼就是指城墙的另外一个小门。
The needle's eye refers to a smaller door beside the gate.
骆驼如果要进去，
If the camel wants to pass through,
要把所有的包袱都放下。
It has to put aside all the burden.
还要气气拉进去的。
And the owner will have to pull the camel through the narrow door.
我看大骆驼也根本进不了。
And I think that a big camel will not be able to squeeze through.
不过有人解释。
Some people explain it this way.
他说这个骆驼啊，跟这个毛绳哈、哦，那个船上那个毛的绳子，
oh.
啊，在希腊文呐、啊、是同样的音，很相似。
The camel and also the rope that is tied to the anchor of a ship, these are very similar. The words are similar in Greek.
同音哈、哦，同样的音。
They have the same pronunciation.
所以他们是说这一个毛硕。穿过针的眼，针的眼是很困难的。
And some people explain it to say that the rope that is fastened to the ankle, it is easier for it to pass through the needle's eye.
好，两个解释都好。
And whichever explanations it is,
它都说明一件事情。
It refers to one thing.
我们如果不放下我们的包袱，
if we do not release our burdens,
尤其是这个钱财，
especially the burden or the riches,
你很难进入神的国的。
It is hard for you to enter the kingdom of God.
你别误会，主耶稣不喜欢有钱人。
Do not misunderstand to say that the Lord dislikes the rich.
事实上，主耶稣有很多有钱的信徒的。
In actual fact, the Lord has many believers who are rich.
在当时或者在现代，
whether it was at his time or presently.
所以钱财并不是一个罪恶。
Having wealth is not an evil.
只不过钱财有一个危险。
But then, having wealth, you face a danger.
它的危险就是会妨碍我们进入神的国。
The danger of having wealth is that it can become an obstacle to you in your entering the kingdom of God.
有几个方面。
There are a few aspects.
最普遍的，
generally speaking,
钱财会使一个人心高气傲。
Riches can cause a person to become proud and haughty.
所以在《生命记》第八章，
in Deuteronomy chapter 8,
摩西就警告这些百姓。
Moses warned the Israelites.
当你们进迦南地以后，
when you enter into the land of Canaan,
你们的牛羊增多，
when you multiply in your herds,
你们的房屋增多。
When you increase in your buildings and properties,
你就会心高气傲，忘记神了。
You will be lifted up in your heart and you will forget God.
你们就不会遵守神的诫命。
You will not keep God's commandments.
因为心高气傲的人，
when a person is lofty in his heart,
他认为他所讲的就是真理。
He thinks that everything he speaks is the truth.
他不允许人家来改正他，他也听不进这种劝诫的话。
He's not willing that others correct him and he does not take admonition from others.
而他忘记了。
And he has forgotten.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
That God resists the proud.
施恩给谦卑的人。
But gives grace to the humble.
所以许多人不能够得救。
There are many people who cannot be saved.
事实上就是因为他骄傲。
It is because of their pride.
而钱财又是很容易让一个人骄傲起来的。
Riches can easily cause a person to be proud.
一个很有钱的人。
There was a rich man.
也很有地位。
He was a man of position.
他说我们真耶稣教会道理是对的。
He said that the truth in the true Jesus Church is true.
但是很可惜。
But very pitifully,
我们真耶稣教会的信徒太贫穷了。
There are so many poor believers in the true Jesus Church.
我们讲道的人也没有什么学问。
And the speakers or the preachers are not highly educated.
我们会堂也很小。
Our church hall, the church building is small.
当然这是指几十年前呐。
Of course, this was a statement made many decades back.
所以他一个这么有地位、这么有财富的人
，a person of his standing and wealth，
他觉得他来到这里会降低他的身份，失去他的那一种所谓 standard。
He felt that he would lower his standard if he were to come to such a place in the true Jesus Church.
他怕被他的亲戚朋友取笑。
He's afraid of ridicule from his friends and relatives.
我会相信耶稣的。
I will believe in Jesus.
但我就去选择另一些比较堂皇、比较体面的。
But I will choose churches with magnificent buildings.
耶稣不是传讲真理吗？
Didn't Jesus come to preach the truth?
他不是行出他的权柄来吗？
Didn't he manifest his might?
但是这一些富足有权势的人，哪一个会听他吗？
But how many rich and powerful would listen to him?
财富、权势真的阻挡了人进入神的国的。
Riches and power very often becomes a hindrance to us entering the kingdom of God.
可是如果这种人懂得谦卑，懂得依靠神，这又是神的恩典呢。
But if such people know how to humble themselves and rely on God, then this is the grace of God.
他会成为帮助教会发展圣工、推行圣工一个很大的力量。
They will become a major force in helping to propel the church forward.
但这一种人比较少了。
But there are very few such people.
第二方面。
Secondly,
钱财会成为人的依靠。
Riches very often becomes what people set their trust in.
因为他觉得很多事情钱都能够解决。
People feel that many problems can be overcome with their wealth.
我们不是听过中国人说的有钱能使鬼推磨啊。
We have heard the Chinese saying that if you have money, you can ask the devil and ghost to push the man for you.
在这个时候他哪里还需要神呢？
Under such circumstances, will people seek God?
所以钱财变成他的依靠，也渐渐变成他的主人。
And riches become something that they set their trust in, and it ultimately becomes their master.
甚至最后变成他的神。
And ultimately, riches become their God.
所以你看神责，主耶稣责备老虎家教会。
When God rebuked the church in Laodicea,
你已经富足了。
You are already rich.
你认为你一无所缺了。
You think you lack nothing.
但是在神的眼中
，But in the eyes of God,
他是那么样的贫穷的。
How poor and wretched you are.
是赤身露体的。
You are naked.
他没有神的存在
，Because they do not have the existence of God.
他只有钱财的存在。
They only know about riches.
正如主耶稣所说的
，Just as what the Lord said.
一个人不能够侍奉两个主的。
A person cannot serve two masters.
你心里面是有主耶稣，还是心里面有马门？
So is there the Lord Jesus in your heart or is there mammon?
最后一个方面
And finally
钱财会捆绑人的心灵
Riches can becomes an entanglement to the heart of man.
你没有感觉到你的心灵会被钱财所捆绑呢？
Do you feel that your heart are entangled by riches?
也许没有捆绑啦，不过多多少少影响很大。
Perhaps you have not reached the state of being entangled, butTo a certain extent, there is this influence.
你看到股票上了，你的心也跟着上；股票下了，你的心也跟着沉。
When you see the rising and the falling of the stocks, your heart will go along with it.
所以主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus says,
你的财宝在哪里，你的心也是在哪里的。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
我们的心灵很容易被钱财捆绑。
It is easy for our hearts to be entangled by riches.
所以你看那个宴乐的财主
，Look at the rich man who feasts sumptuously.
耶稣说他天天策划宴乐。
The Lord says that he feasts sumptuously every day.
他根本忘记了有死亡这一件事情。
He has forgotten about the issue of death.
他更忘记了死后要去哪里。
And he has forgottenHis destination after death.
真的有天国吗
？Is there truly kingdom?
神真的是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神吗
？Is truly God the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob?
他都认为他们都是死了的人。
He thought that they were all dead.
没有这些这一回事的。
And there's no such thing.
最重要的就是享受。
And what is most important in life is to enjoy.
尤其有钱不享受，你要等到什么时候呢
？Especially when you have riches, you do not enjoy. When are you going to start doing that?
当他死了
when he died,
他才发觉到这一切都是真的
he realized that all that was spoken was true
神真的是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神啊
God is truly the God of Abraham, of Isaac and of Jacob
他肯定亚伯拉罕
when he saw Abraham
但是已经太迟了
it was already too late
钱财捆绑住他的心啊
Riches has caused his heart to be entangled
我想当他面对死亡的时候
and when he was faced with death
一定是很不甘愿的死去的
he diedA very uncontented man.
如果死亡临到我们的身上
if death should befall us,
我们能够心甘情愿地而去吗
are we willing to live peacefully?
好像西面所说的
just as what Simeon said.
他说主啊如今你可以释放仆人安然离世了
Lord, now you can allow your servant to go in peace.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他已经看见救恩了
because he had already seen the salvation of God.
他知道是真的
heknew that it was true
但许许多多人却没有这样的把握
but there are many people who do not have this confidence
听说有一个基督教的长老
there was an elder in another Christian church
他是很有钱的
he was very wealthy
有一间有名的医院是他一大部分的钱财来建立起来的
there was a famous hospital that was funded largely by him
那么他患上绝症了
When he contracted cancer,
所以他很紧张
He was very anxious.
那些主治医生好多位都很紧张
And many of the doctors in the hospitals were also anxious.
大概因为惊慌不安，变成他很暴躁，说话也很不客气
And because of his anxiety over his sickness, he became very short-tempered and he was very harsh with his words.
责骂那一些医生
He rebuked the doctors
无论怎样你们都要医好我多少钱我都可以出
whatever the case you must cure my sickness I can supply whichever amount of money you need
啊，这些医生大部分也都是基督徒啊
but the team of doctors were mainly Christians
大家都明白道理的
they all understand the truth
但是没有人敢讲他
but nobody dared to voice out against him
后来一位比较年长的主治医生就静静地问他一个问题
and one of the doctorsspoke to him quietly
他说长老我可以问你一个问题吗
Elder, may I ask you a question?
什么问题在这个时候还问问题
What is your question? At this point you are still asking questions
我想知道
I want to know
你这么想活下去真正的原因到底是为了什么
What is the true reason for you wanting to live on?
当然我们可以举出很多原因为什么我要活下去
And of course we can give a list of reasons why we want to continue to live on
可是什么才是你心里真正的原因呢
But what is the true reason in your heart?
这真的是一针见血
And this question struck his heart
他安静下来了
He quietened himself
这医生老是不客气第二针又来了
And the doctor posed the secondpiercing question
是不是活下去继续享受你的财富跟你的权柄呢
Do you want to live on to enjoy your wealth and your power
不等他回答这个医生赶快跑了
before the answer came the doctor quickly left the place
不过真的帮了他
and these questions helped him
让他突然间想起神想起主耶稣的恩典
Suddenly,
想起我们的信仰的盼望
it dawned upon him the things of his faith
钱财真的捆绑住他的心啊
So wealth has indeed set a bondage to his heart
我们是不是也是这样被捆绑呢
Are we also in similar bondage?
好那我再讲另外一个意义
Now I talk about another significance
神是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神
God is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
说明了神是软弱人的神
It shows that God is a God for men who are weak
我们有许多的软弱和罪过
We have many weaknesses and sins
那么神还会是我们的神吗
But will God still be our God?
圣洁的神怎么会跟我这个不圣洁的人继续的同在呢
How can the holy God continue to abide in me and unholy man?
那我们想如果我圣洁一点可能我就会多得神的恩典一点
Perhaps we may think to ourselves is if I am a little bit more holy thenThe Holy God will give me a little bit more grace.
可是在生活上偏偏我们却有许多的软弱和罪过。
But in our life, we are faced with a lot of weaknesses and transgressions.
所以我们的心里很不安。
Therefore, we are not at peace within ourselves.
我们认为 神不会与我同在，也不会祝福我了。
We feel that God will not abide with us, God will not bless us.
甚至我们不敢让人家知道我们的罪过，我们的软弱。
And we do not even dare to reveal our transgressions and our weaknesses before others.
因为我们怕人家知道以后，他们会认为我们已经是神所不同在、不祝福的人了。
For we are afraid that when they know about it, they will feel that God will no longer bless and abide with us.
因此我们一方面要表现出我们很圣洁很属灵。
On one hand, we want to manifest that we are holy and we are spiritual.
神与我同在。
And God is with me.
因为我是圣洁。
For I am holy.
我属灵。
I am spiritual.
但另一方面我们知道我们自己有许多的软弱和罪过的。
But on the other hand, we ourselves know our own weaknesses and transgressions.
因此我们的心灵就很苦啊。
Therefore, we are bitter,within ourselves.
我们也在内心有很多的挣扎。
And there are a lot of struggles within ourselves.
其实我们不需要这样的痛苦。
In actual fact, we need not subject ourselves to this kind of suffering.
我们的心灵也不需要有这一种的挣扎。
There's no need for this kind of struggle within us.
因为神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
For God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神是软弱人的神。
Were they holy?他们跟我们一样啊
，They were just like us.
有许多的软弱，有许多的罪过。
They had many weaknesses. They have committed sins.
可是神也因此而抛弃他们，另外选过别人。
But God did not abandon them and chose another group of people to replace them.
神仍然是他们的神。
God was still their God.
神仍然与他们同在。
God remained.God abideth remain with them.
仍然听他们的祷告，仍然祝福他们，帮助他们。
He still listen to their prayer, help them in their weaknesses and bless them.
在很多方面
，in many aspects,
他们都有软弱和罪过。
They have weaknesses and transgressions.
比如说他们个人格啦
，talk about their personal character.
最普遍的，跟我们一样，很会吹大炮的。
So at the very least, they were just like us, being very boastful.
尤其是当有利益跟生命危险的时候。
Especially when they are faced with benefits and when they are faced with a threat of their life.
他们就说谎了。
They started to tell lies.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕说谎啊。
We knew that Abraham told lies.
告诉法老说这个是我的妹妹。
He told the king that this woman is my sister.
法老很高兴啊，收了他很多的牛羊。
And the king actually gave him a lot of flocks of sheep and goats.
我娶你的妹妹，你就是我的啊，是什么
？So if I marry your sister, then you will be my brother-in-law.
当然，先不要送很多礼物给你了。
And of course, I have to give you gifts. I have to present you with many gifts.
在这个时候，亚伯拉罕敢讲话吗？他还不是一样说谎到底。
So at this time, did Abraham dare to confess the truth? He continued to lie.
但是神就亲自出动了。
But God has to rectify the matter.
因为这个事情关系到救恩。
For this matter concerns salvation.
从亚伯拉罕的后裔要分出成为大国。
For from the descendants of Abraham, there will be a multitude of nations.
撒拉怎么可以做别人的妻子呢？
How can Sarah become the wife of another man?
这就破坏了什么救恩呢？
This will destroy the plan of God.
所以神亲自的出动，刑罚这个撒拉。
Therefore, God rectified the matter personally and punished the king.
撒拉才明白过来。
And the king realized,
即刻被这个亚伯拉罕。
And rebuked.
你想要得到安全说谎话差点就害死我了
You wanted, you paid for your safety and you almost brought me harm
那不是一次哦
And it was not only one
过了好多年
After several years
他又犯上同样的毛病
He committed a similar mistake
在另外一个王的面前又是说同样的谎话
Before another king, he also told a lie
那么神要刑罚这个王的时候
And when God wanted to chastise the king
这个王对神说
The king told God,
他说亚伯兰告诉我是他的秘密来的。
Abraham said that I was, Abraham said that the woman was his sister.
我们是公义的国
，and we are a righteous nation.
你有这么公义的国，你也要来毁灭我们
？You want to criticize a righteous nation as ours?
所以你看，这个外邦王子愤愤不平啊！你的选民说谎话，我要来受连累。
And even this king who was a Gentile was unhappy.That the chosen people of God stole life and they had to suffer.
这本传道讲的对不对？这是在创世纪二十章里面的故事。
So this is the story found in Genesis chapter 20.
以撒也不是一样吗
And did Isaac commit the same mistake?
雅各不也是一样吗？
Did Jacob commit
the same mistake? 为了得到长子的名分，
for the sake of having the firstborn right,
他还不是一样说谎，欺骗他的父亲，得到这个祝福。
He also told lies to deceive his father in order to receive the blessing.
那就讲他们的婚姻方面。
Let's talk about their marriage.
讲到婚姻，我们就知道家家有本难念的经。
So we talk about marriage, every family seems to have their own set of problems.
所以说我们公婆吵架啦，家庭有问题啦。
Sometimes there will be quarrels between couples and there are other sets of problems.
好，我们心里就很责备。
And we are guilty conscience.
那亚伯罕、以撒、雅各他们还不是一样。
So did Abraham, Isaac and Jacob face the same problem?
亚伯罕几个老婆？
How many wives did Abraham have?
他的老婆他们都很相安无事吗？
So were their wives able to live in harmony?
你知道他们也是大吵大闹啊。
We know that they also quarrel.
雅各的两个老婆本来就是两姐妹。
So the two wives of Jacob, they were originally sisters.
连姐妹都不能够和好。
So even the sisters were not able to be at peace with each other.
闹到家庭都不安宁。
And they brought about a lot of family disharmony.
是不是以撒跟利百加比较恩爱呢？
Does it mean to say that Isaac and Rebecca were a more loving couple?
比较起来是的。
Comparatively speaking, yes.
不过也有问题。
But they also had problems.
以撒就爱以撒，利百加就爱雅各。
Isaac loved Esau and Rebecca loved Jacob.
所以为了孩子的问题也不愉快。
And they also were not at peace with each other because of their children.
到后来爸爸要祝福以撒，妈妈以利百加就不甘愿，就连串通他的儿子雅各来去骗他的爸爸，连公婆都不能够商量这样的事情。
And ultimately when Isaac wanted to bless Esau, Rebecca conspired with his son Jacob to steal the blessings, and both husband and wife could not agree on this matter.
这是很重要的事情。
It was a very important issue.
这关系到神的旨意。
It concerns the will of God.
这本来可以讲清楚的。
By right, it should be something that can be clarified.
但似乎这两公婆都没有话好讲的。
It seems that both husband and wife could not see eye to eye.
他们一样有家庭的问题的。
They similarly had their family problems.
那就讲家教的问题了。
Now we talk about family ethics.
儿女的问题也让我们做父母的人在听到的时候，一讲到这个家庭教育，我们每个都头低低的。
Often parents in the issue of disciplining their children, when they hear sermons encouraging them, they feel remorseful and they lower their head.
我们也感觉到不安，好，我们也好好按照神的道理教导儿女。
We are not at peace with ourselves because we have not used the word of God correctly to teach our children.
那你看他们就好了。
And look at them.
他们的家庭，他们的儿女又怎样呢？
What about their children? How are there no problem?
亚伯拉罕的以撒跟以斯玛利真的是兄弟相爱吗？和睦同居吗？
So did Ishmael and Isaac live in harmony with each other?
以撒的雅各跟以扫两兄弟真的相爱如手足吗？
The two sons of Isaac, Jacob and Esau, were they able to liveIn harmony.
那你讲雅各的儿子他更多啊。
So talk about the children of Jacob.
竟然十一个哥哥欺负最小的弟弟，还要把他卖掉。
So there are 11 brothers going against one.
他们的家庭教育成功还是失败？你清清楚楚的。
One was betrayed, and you can all see whether they were successful in their family upbringing.
你想哦，大概他们在信仰方面很成功吧
？Perhaps you may think that they were successful as far as their faith is concerned.
的确，他们是有信心。
It is true that they had faith.
但是在信仰上，他们的信心也一样失败过了。
But in their life of faith, they also met with setbacks and failures.
亚伯拉罕如果不是失落信心，他不需要用谎话来保护他的生命了。
If Abraham did not lose faith, he did not tell a lie to.Protect himself.
如果他相信神的应许，从撒拉生的才是他的后裔，他不用去接受他老婆的建议，去娶一个小老婆，造成家庭基建都不安。
If he had believed that through Sarah he will have the promised son, then he would not, upon the recommendation of his wife Sarah, take a mistress, causing family disharmony.
以撒也是一样。
This was the same for Isaac.
他真的有点老糊涂。
He was old and muddy-headed.
神就讲得很清楚。
God had told him very clearly.
将来大的要服侍小的。
That the older shall serve the younger.
既然是这样， And since this was God's word, 怎么他还要去祝福这个以扫呢？
How was it that he wanted to bless Esau?
他不相信神的应许吗？
Did he not believe in the promise of God?
他也一样。
He was the same.
当饥荒来到的时候，
And when he was faced with famine,
他也下到埃及了。
And he also made his journey towards Egypt.
不是说我们饥荒不可以搬家。
It doesn't mean that when we are faced with famine, we cannot shift our house.
但是有些地方神已经说明不可以去的。
But there are already clearly certain places that God has restricted you from going.
但是那些地方才是富裕的地方啊。
But it seems that those places are in prosperity.
既然要搬家，那就搬到富裕的地方去好了。
And since we want to shift, we might as well shift to a place where there is abundance.
所以你说。所以你说
So what do you say?
他们真的是那么圣洁吗？
Are they that holy?
他们是那么样的完全？
Are they that perfect?
他们这么样的好信心？
Are they people of great faith?
神才是大大祝福他们。
So did God bless them abundantly?
没有的。
It is not exactly so.
所以我们看到我们的神的伟大。
When we see the might of God,
我们看到所谓的恩典。
We can see grace.
神仍然是他们的神。
God remained their God.
神仍然帮助他们。
God continued to help them.
那我们说神不是圣洁的。
If didn't we say that God is holy?
神不是喜欢圣洁的人。
Aren't those people who are holy loved by God?
那我们讲的是不是有点冲突呢？
So are we contradicting ourselves here?
有没有冲突？
Is there any contradiction?
如果你要一个很圣洁的器皿，
If you want to be a very holy vessel,
你有两个方法。
There are two ways.
一个，你到市场上，你去挑选最美丽、最清洁的器皿。
Firstly, you can look for a vessel that is the cleanest and that is the best.
啊，第二个方法就是，虽然有一些污秽，但是也没有关系的。你买回家，你可以慢慢去清洗干净，也一样可以成为清洁的器皿的。
And the second option of having a clean vessel is that you may buy one that is a little stained, but you can bring it home and clean it well.
好，我们的真神喜欢圣洁的人。
It is true that God loves those who are holy.
但是在这个市场上，哪个地方你可以介绍神说这里有圣洁的人？
But in which marketplace can you introduce to God that there is vessels that suit His requirement?
神自己讲的。
God himself said,
他观看
He looked,
连一个义人都没有
And he found not even one righteous man.
你说挪亚不就是一个义人？
And you say, isn't Noah a righteous man?
那是根据挪亚时代那一些人比较他是义人呢。
But then his righteousness was such that comparing himself with others, he was a righteous man.
但是在神的眼中他还是一个肮脏的人来的。
But in the eyes of God, he was still not perfect.
的确，最后我们看到他失败在哪里了。
And we could see his failure later on.
真的没有一个义人的。
Truly, there was not a righteous man.
没有一个圣洁的。
There was not a holy man.
因此，神跟这些软弱不圣洁的人同在。
God still abided with these men who had many weaknesses.
拣选他们，教导他们，帮助他们，让他们改变成为圣洁。
He chose them.Taught them, help them so that they can be transformed to become holy.
一直到今天
all the way up to today,
神的旨意并没有改变。
The will of God has not changed.
主要是用他的宝血洗干净我们。
The Lord Jesus used his precious blood to cleanse us.
又赐下圣灵帮助我们。
And he has given us the Holy Spirit to help us.
又借着讲道的讲解道理来提醒来勉励我们。
And he made use of sermon speakers to speak his words to encourage us and remind us.
多方面的提醒、教导、警戒，甚至神的管教，让我们成为圣洁。
So his lessons come to us in many aspects, and he even admonished us so that we are being chastised.
所以希伯来书的作者这样告诉我们。
And the author of Hebrews say this.
请看希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
十五节跟十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace of help in time of need.
所以他勉励我们这一些软弱犯罪的人。
The author of Hebrews exhorted We who are people with many weaknesses.
我们不需要心理痛苦，心理挣扎。
We do not have to struggle and bear the sufferings ourselves.
他说，我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩座的面前。
We can go boldly to the throne of grace.
基督已经释放了我们。
The Lord Jesus has already set us free.
神的旨意就是要拯救我们脱离罪。
The will of God is to free us from sin.
不用再被这个罪来捆绑，来压迫，在罪里面来内疚，来害怕，来不安。
So that we are no longer in the bondage of sin, to continue to fear and suffer.
所以如果我们在信仰生活里面
，in our life of faith,
或者我们家庭，我们在各方面有软弱
，in our families or personally speaking, if we have weaknesses,
我们可以到神的面前来
，we can come before the presence of God,
告诉神
，tell it to God,
祈求神的帮助
，and ask help from Him.
好像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们一样
，just the same as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在他们的一生当中。
In their lives,
婚姻也好，儿女也好，自己信仰也好，自己的个性也好，也一样有许多的问题的。
Whether it is their marriage, their family, their children, or their personal characters, they were faced with different sets of problems.
但是他们愿意悔改
，but they were willing to repent.
他们仍然信靠真神
，they still set their trust in God.
他们并没有因此自暴自弃
，they did not.Felt disappointed, or they did not feel disappointed and give up hope.
他们仍然紧紧跟随神，而且更需要神。
They continued to stick close to God, and they needed God.
所以到最后，他们都打了美好的仗。
And ultimately, they all fought a good fight.
到了他们的晚年
，in their later years,
我们可以看到
，we can see
他们的信心真的是达到顶峰了。
That they have reached the pinnacle of their faith.
所以我们应当学习他们这种的榜样。
We should also learn from their examples.
所以在信仰生活里面
，in our life of faith,
我们基督徒是充满快乐、充满着盼望的。
We Christians are full of joy and hope.
我们不是存着害怕、战兢、忧愁的心。
We do not possess a heart of fear and trembling within us.
如果有忧愁，这个忧愁是要让我们活的。
If we have sorrows, these sorrows ought to set us.And give us life.
这个忧愁不是要让我们死的。
This sorrow should not lead to death.
我们如果指着罪
，if we talk about sin，
乃是要让他脱离这个罪。
We want to free ourselves from sin，
并不是要让他死在罪里面，或者拒绝他。
Not to allow a person to die in sin or to reject him.
所以我们不要犯上法利赛人的错误。
We must not commit the same mistake as the Pharisees.
他们认为要自己保守圣洁，神才喜欢。
They felt that it is only by preserving themselves to be holy that God will be delighted.
所以他把那一些不圣洁的人当作神不喜欢的人。
And they treated those who were unholy as people discarded by God.
不敢跟他们接近，怕沾染的污秽，怕连神也不喜欢他了。
They did not dare to draw close to these sinners.And hearing that by so doing, God will also stay away from them.
但是他们真的那么圣洁、那么属灵吗
？But were they that holy and spiritual?
他们忘记了
，They had forgotten.
他们也不明白
，They did not understand.
神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神
，That God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因此，我们放心到神的面前来
，And we can therefore come boldly before the presence.
要得到神的怜悯。
To obtain the mercy of God,
蒙神的恩惠，做随时的帮助。
To receive grace to help in time of need.
所以不管你在各方面有什么问题
，in whatever areas that we face problems,
有什么伤心，有什么烦恼，有什么失败
，whatever sorrows, whatever worries, whatever failures,
你放心到主的面前来。
Let us be rest assured and go before God.
神仍然是我们的神。
God will still be our God.
仍然会帮助我们的。
He will continue to help us.
因为这就是他的旨意。
For this is his will.
要帮助我们成为圣洁。
He wants
使我们可以得救。
He wants to help us so that we can become spiritual and ultimately to be saved.
不过，你不要误会我的话。
But let, please do not misunderstand my words.
那我们就可以继续放心来去说谎，来去娶多一个老婆，来去继续犯罪咯。
Does it mean that, okay, since this is said, I can marry another wife, I can continue to lie and continue to commit sin?
因为神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，你说的。
For you have said that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
如果他们不悔改
，If they did not repent,
他们继续犯罪
，If they continue in sin,
神还是他们的神吗
？Will God remain their God?
所以你要读希伯来书第三章。
You must not forget to read Hebrews chapter 3,
第七节到十一节。
Verse 7-11. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation, and said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
那些专门找毛病的人啊，他们说我们的神很严厉。
Those people who look for faults and troubles, they say that God is very strict.
他带以色列人出埃及，一不喜欢就让他们全部死在埃及。
He led the people out of Egypt into the wilderness, and when he was displeased, he caused them to die.
他形容我们的神是喜怒无常的神。
They describe our God as a person who does not control his temperament.
高兴就拯救，不高兴就毁灭。
When he is happy, he says, when he is angry, he destroys.
他说，你还要拜这样的神吗？
Do you still want to worship this kind of God?
哇，实在是一针见血。
So that it seems that they may sound as if they have a very strong case.
但是他们不明白。
But they do not understand.
就拿这些以色列人来说。
Just take the examples of the Israelites.
神在这里讲得很清楚的。
God has said it very clearly here.
在旷野那40年。
In the 40 years of wilderness journey.
神忍耐他们，教导他们。
God was patient with them. God taught them.
一次又一次的饶恕。
And he had forgiven them over and over again.
一次又一次的施恩。
And he had shown grace upon grace towards them.
可是到最后，他们还是继续的犯罪。
But ultimately, they remained in their sin.
因此，神的恩典就结束了。
And the grace of God came to an end.
神有他的慈悲怜悯。
God has his mercy and compassion.
所以他愿意人人悔改得救。
And he is patient and therefore waits for people to repent.
但神也是公义和圣洁的。
But God is also a just and holy God.
因此他也有他的审判。
And he will have his judgment.
可是审判之前总是先给恩典。
But prior to judgment, there will always be grace.
以色列人给了他们四十年的时间。
He had given the Israelites 40 years.
这不够吗？
Wasn't it sufficient?
这已经是人的一生了。
So it can be likened to the entire lifespan of mankind.
所以作者勉励我们。
And the author of Hebrews encouraged us.
圣灵有话说。
The Holy Spirit says.
我们今天听到神的道理。
Today when we hear the word of God.
我们就不可以硬着心了。
We must not harden our heart.
我们应该把握机会。
We must seize the opportunity.
趁着神还有恩典还有怜悯的时候。
When there is still the grace of God, when we still have opportunity.
我们顺从圣灵的感动。
When we submit to the motivations of the Holy
Spirit. 我们顺从道理的勉励。
When we walk according to the exhortation of the word of God.
我们自己调整自己。
We must adjust and fine-tune ourselves.
我们自己改变自己。
We must change ourselves.
让我们成为圣洁。
So that we will become holy.
让我们在生活上能够遵循神的旨意。
That in our daily life we are able to keep to the commandments of God.
让当主耶稣再来的时候。
When the Lord Jesus comes.
我们就可以安然见主了。
We will be able to meet him, with confidence.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
让我们明白跟相信这一句话。
That we will understand and believe these words.
神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
That God is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
也是我们的神。
And he is also our God.